It's time to get underway with a special edition of Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas, where we're helping to meet the needs of people with the love of Jesus Christ.
Even when the rain falls, even when the flood starts rising, even when the storm comes,
Radio Friendships is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited, which is located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. As the Lord said in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together.
Welcome to Radio Friendships, brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited. And yes, we have moved our location to Galveston, Texas, and that's kind of for obvious reasons. Although the media has forgotten about it, there is still an awful lot of need in Galveston, Texas due to Hurricane Ike. And our guest here today is Denny Nisley. Welcome to the program, Denny.
Thank you. It's good to be on Radio Friendships.
We're looking forward to this because from what you said, you got here fairly quickly.
Yeah, Jeff, we got here on the 14th. Ike went through on the 13th, and we came in underneath. We were over in Thibodaux, Louisiana, doing debris removal and tree removal from Hurricane Gustav. Wow. So we hunkered down over there in Thibodaux, and then as soon as Ike went through, we came in. We set up our base camp. We started assessing. Our trucks rolled out of Northern Virginia, and some of them came out of California, and we set up a base camp just outside of Galveston.
Okay. Now, we got here a little bit later than you did, but you could see a lot of debris everywhere. The city is moving as best they can, and fairly quickly, actually,
yes, they are.
In a lot of areas. But it's a little deceiving because there's a lot more to come out of the houses, right?
Yes, there are. There's a lot of homes, Jeff, that have not been gutted yet. They haven't gotten the sheetrock pulled out. Some of them don't have furniture. I was at a house earlier this morning. I'm going to one after we're done with the broadcast here to look at this lady's home and to see what we can do and how we can help her to get her debris out. When I first drove into Galveston on that Sunday after the storm went through, I had to cross over the interstate. I had to get off and go on the exit ramp of the northbound lane, and I had to drive the wrong way down the interstate for the last 12 miles because there was too many boats and too many parts of houses and debris on the road, and they had taken big bucket loaders and plowed a two-lane road. It was like, wow, they were plowing snow, but it was people's belongings. Wow. It was their sofa. It was their television sets. It was, yeah, boats. It was jet skis. It was cars and trucks just lining the highway. That's how we got into Galveston, so that we could see where we want to set up and how we wanted to help.
Okay, now when you're talking about setting up, you're not just an individual that came here. You're the executive director of Christ in Action. Why don't,
yes,
you tell us what that's all about?
Christ in Action is a nonprofit organization. Our first goal is to reach this generation with the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
And when we come on site, we have the capability of serving about 15,000 meals a day. We bring in a mobile shower unit. It's an 18-wheeler. They can do about 800 to 1,000 showers a day. We set up an internet cafe through Globecom out of Long Island, New York, sends in a big satellite dish. They give us military-grade, high-speed internet access.
Wow.
Hewlett-Packard's given us a bunch of laptops. And we set up an internet cafe for the residents. They need to pay their bills. They need to stay in touch with their loved ones.
Yeah.
They need to get their insurance benefits or FEMA benefits or Red Cross help or whatever it is. So much of our life revolves around the computer. And when it's been under 6 feet of water or when the wind's carried it 9 blocks away, you can't do,
yeah,
that. So we call our place Camp Hope, because our job is to bring hope to America's families. And that hope, as we well know, is found in Jesus. It's in a relationship with Him. It's not going to church. I mean, if going to church makes you a Christian, then I could sit at McDonald's and be a Big Mac. But it's a relationship. It's,
yeah,
a relationship,
yeah,
with Christ. And as you know, Jeff, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
And when they see Christ in you, that's when they decide if they want it. In Romans 11:11, it says that God sent salvation to the Gentiles to make the Jews jealous. And I just want the Jesus in me to be the kind that makes people want what I got.
Amen.
I don't want it to be the kind of Christianity that people say, man, if that's a Christian, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I want them to say, man, I want me some of that.
Yeah.
And when we meet people's needs, when we go in and we're helping them take the stuff out of their house, it's not just debris. That's their life. Yeah. It's everything they've owned. It's everything they've done. It's everything that's important to them. We're taking it out and throwing it on the curb. Mm-hmm. So we try to be sensitive to the people's needs. And most of our people have been trained through our Faith-Based First Responders Conference how to talk with people, how to bring Christ into the conversation, when to bring Christ. You know, you don't just walk up and say, hey, let me pray for you.
Yeah.
They may not be a believer. How do you get them to realize that they're a normal person with a normal reaction to a very abnormal situation? How do you get to the point where you start sharing Christ? Share it in a way that they want to hear.
Effectively.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's what we do. That's why we're here. That's what we come to do. And just like friendships, we don't get government money. We don't get FEMA money. We don't get Red Cross or anything. We get Jesus money.
Well, just listening to you talk and the full gamut of the well-thought-out plan, it makes us think that you have some experience at this. How long have you guys been around?
We've been doing disaster response for about 10 years. So we're kind of the new kid on the block. But what we do is we see a need, and then we say, oh, how can we meet that need? Yeah. And we try to get more equipment or more utensils, tools, whatever it takes to meet another need. We just realize that every time there's a storm, trees go down. So we have a whole brigade of chainsaws, John Deere Gators, Kawasaki mules. We go into a neighborhood and we would just go door to door to door to door. And some of those people, they have insurance money that would pay to have those trees removed. But if we do it for them, they can take that $2,500 or $3,000 that they would have paid a professional company and they can use that to replace some of the stuff that insurance doesn't cover. Mm. Because most people are underinsured. And we can't cut the trees down and leave their property without them saying, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Why are you here? And that's when we start talking about why we're here.
Gets their attention. I mean, there's one thing that you don't have to be an expert in religious study. There's one thing that people do understand, that I don't care if you're a construction worker or just out of prison, is the love.
That's right. That's right. And the scripture says they'll know you're Christians by your love. Mm. When you love your fellow man, when you love one another, and they realize that with us, it's like the friendships. We bring volunteers from California, New York, New Mexico, Arizona, Nebraska, Virginia, Pennsylvania. They just come from all over the country. And people say, wow, you guys are from everywhere. How are you connected? Well, we're in the same family.
Common love.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
We're in the body of Christ.
Well, that's interesting because now you have a people that have set their work time apart, maybe their families, and they've come to disaster areas to help.
Yes.
Why do you think they do that?
Well, you know, compassion is not taught. Compassion is caught. And if it's genuine compassion, it can only come from Christ. Good works comes from karma. Good works comes from political correctness.
Okay.
Good works comes from getting a pat on the back.
Yeah.
But compassion comes because the Bible says, he who is forgiven much loves much. Mm-hmm. And when we realize the length and the breadth and the depth that Jesus went to for us, well, how can we not do that for our fellow man? Because Jesus said, whatever you do unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. So when I'm carrying a soggy, wet sofa out of some elderly lady's home, I'm doing it to Jesus.
Amen.
I'm doing it unto Jesus. And the scripture says if you give a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, you'll get the prophet's reward. So we do it in the name of Christ. The name of our ministry is Christ in Action. The scripture says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
So we got to decide, are we Christ in action or are we Christ in the pew?
You see people's lives transformed by helping them in their times of their greatest need.
Yes.
But also the volunteers. Do you see lives transformed in that way as well?
How can a pipe carry water and not get wet? Huh. It's like, how can you be a vessel used of God and not get blessed?
Yeah.
How can the love and the mercy and the compassion of the living God
Amen.
Flow through you to somebody else and you not get blessed? It's there. You can't avoid it. You can't get away from it. And we're just truly blessed to be used by God, to be his hands, his legs, his eyes, his arms extended into these communities at such disastrous times.
There's somebody that's listening right now, and they have felt that call of God.
Yes.
Maybe for years, and they've grown used to it. They just need to take that first step of faith.
Yes, they do.
What kind of encouragement could you give that person?
Well, if you're talking about getting involved in a disaster response, there is every kind of church and denomination that you could imagine that's involved in disaster relief. And you need to hook up with one of them. Get out with that person, get out with that church, and help somebody. Or contact Friendships. Find out where they're working and where they can go. Or go to ChristInAction.com and volunteer on our website. You can go to our website at ChristInAction.com and you can click on volunteer, register to volunteer, and you can come down here and help. You can help in Galveston. Mm-hmm. You can help right here with these people. We have people that are setting up camp to be here to work for a full year. They're going to be helping to rebuild. Maybe your carpenters, sheetrockers, electricians, plumbers out there listening, and you say, you know what? God has blessed my business. God has blessed my family, and I want to help. Yeah. When you guys are rebuilding, I want to come down, and I want to help rebuild. Then go to my website. Get a hold of us, because we're not going to be here, but I have friends and ministries. Jeff, you've met them down here, and they're going to be stationed here for the next 12 months helping people to rebuild. We help elderly. We help widows. We help single moms. We help the disabled, the people that are uninsured, people that genuinely need help. They need you.
Well, listen, do they have to go to some kind of disaster relief training? Is there some qualifications before they volunteer? How does it work?
We just need able-bodied people that are willing to work hard, long hours, in less than desirable conditions, without whining. No grumble. If you are given to grumbling, you need to stay home. Do a fundraiser and send finances to your favorite charity that is doing that. But if you can work hard, long hours, in undesirable conditions, without grumbling, man, we need you down here in Galveston.
Yeah, you know, that's an important point, because I've heard it from some of the people working right here on our feeding site that a lot of people are drawn to the smiley faces. We're on a busy intersection here.
Yes, you
but
are.
But some people have come and they said they come here just for the peace. We've got music going, people all around, but they come here for the peace. Now, that's not the noise. That's the smile. That's the attitude that they feel. And that's Jesus Christ.
That's the presence of God.
Amen.
That he's right here. You guys are like an oasis of agape love, man. Whether you're feeding somebody a meal or giving them a bottle of water or just advising them on how they can take care of their home, they come here. The love of Christ here. There's the anointing of God. The presence of the Lord is here. And they get in the presence of God and they're like, man, I like this place.
Amen. Well, listen, you mentioned that you had a website. Is that the best way to get a hold of you?
That would be the best way. Or they could call our office at 703-368-6286. If you have access to the internet, go to ChristInAction.com. It has all of our contact information. It has pictures on the homepage. You can click on our blog and you can read everything that we've done for Hurricane Ike. We got fun pictures. We got wild pictures. We got sad pictures. We got happy pictures. Because it runs the whole gamut.
Yes,
down
it does.
Here.
That's the experience of a hurricane. That this was my first situation like this, and I expected to see a lot more, you know, the devastation overwhelming people's lives. But there's a lot of smiles. There's a lot of hope going on as well. That website, once again, was
ChristInAction.com.
That should be easy to remember. Christ in Action. What a great name.
Yes.
Well, listen, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'd like to ask you a little bit of how you came to know the Lord. And
okay.
So we'll be right back.
Amen.
And now a word from Don Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
If you have a platoon of 33 men and you have a sergeant out there and he's showing you everything to do and he's trying to get you up and people aren't moving, you don't have a platoon out there. You got a sergeant and 32 spectators. And it's time we're not a spectator anymore. Because in your heart, God has called you to do something. In your heart, when you got saved, you told God that you would do anything that he asked you, many of you. There was something in your heart, and you said you would. And you believed God for stuff, but it's past. But it's time, brothers and sisters. People will talk about you, and they'll shoot you, and they'll do all kinds of stuff. I mean, there comes a price with everything you decide to do for God. But it's worth it all.
For more information about Friendships Unlimited, go to www.friendships.org.
Welcome to the Message Center.
Yeah, hello. My name is Deacon Rick from the Sanctuary Church. I have asked you an application to send a group of church members from California out to Galveston, Texas to help out in any way possible. Thank you very much and God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships with Denny Nisley, and we were just talking about Christ in Action, which the website is ChristInAction.com, and some of the action that they've been living out here in a disaster area. We're going to talk a little more about that in a minute, but first I want to know, because this is very important, Denny, none of this would even be available to you if something didn't happen in your life first, and that was when you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jeff, I grew up in southeastern Pennsylvania, right outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, home of the Amish and the Mennonite community. And I grew up in a denominational church that they never told me that I could be born again. They never told me that I could know Jesus personally. And as a young teenager, I started hanging out with the wrong crowd and started drinking. And the whole story, by the time I was out of school, by the time I was 22 years old, I was a drug addict, I was an alcoholic, I'd been in trouble with the law. I was not a very nice person. I had injured my leg at work. I had 9 surgeries on my leg. They told me that within 5 to 7 years, they would amputate the leg because it just wasn't going to last. I walked with a brace and a cane. And somebody got me to go to church on a Sunday morning. And I went to a church. It was held in a barn. I went forward in that barn and I asked Jesus to come into my life. I could sense a presence of God. Something real had happened. I stood up, I took my brace off, and it's 32 years ago, and I'm still walking on that leg without a limb. Mm-hmm. I walked out of that church that morning, never going back to drugs, never going back to alcohol, never even having the desire, because I found out that the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and all things become new. And I've put my hand to the plow, and I'm not looking back. I've told everybody I can that Jesus saved me, Jesus forgave me of my sins, Jesus healed my crippled leg, delivered me from drug addiction, delivered me from alcoholism, and I know where I've come from.
Yeah.
I know what Jesus has delivered me from, and I'm so thankful.
Now, you know what? I need to pause right here, because as you were sharing your testimony, I believe that there's somebody that has been tuning into this program that doesn't know the Lord. They've been curious. They keep listening because they hear some real people talking about some real issues and real problems. Mm-hmm. Do you mind praying for that person right now?
I don't mind at all. Heavenly Father, we just take a moment right here on this broadcast, and we pray for those people that are listening. I ask that you make yourself real to them. God, what it took to make yourself real to me or to Jeff or to anybody else may not apply to this person. You know what will make yourself real. And God, I ask you to do it. I ask you to do it. Reveal yourself to that person. Now, when God reveals himself to you, accept him. Say, Jesus, I want you. I know that I've sinned. I know I've done wrong in my life, and I'm sorry for it. And I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart, come into my life, be the focal point of my life. I want to make you Lord of my life. I want to make you in control of my life. I want you to forgive me of my sins. And I just promise in my heart to seek you, to find a Bible, to read it, and to make my life the way you want it to be. Say, Jesus, help me. Amen.
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 Well, listen, I know somebody that was just praying that prayer. You had your suspicions of church, that they're all about money. They're all about whatever it may be. What you just heard was a prayer, an invitation into the kingdom of God. Denny's not asking you to join a church. He's not asking you for money. He was just interceding for you, for God to reveal himself to you. He will.
I've told people if I was in this for the money, I wouldn't be in this. Yeah. But we have gifts from God that are going to come.
Yeah, amen. Well, listen, let's ask you about that, because you probably had some plans of what you wanted to be when you grew up. What were they?
Well, before I knew Christ, I wanted to be a big dope dealer.
Really?
Yeah, I thought, hey, you know, they make a lot of money. Yeah. They can make money fast. I like life in the fast lane. And after I got saved, I said, you know, I want a good wife and I want to raise a family. And I'm here to tell you that 27 years ago, I married my wife, Sandy, and we've had 11 children since then. We have 10 girls and one boy. Our oldest daughter's 26, and our baby's 7.
Well, you just blew somebody out of the water that said they can't get involved in ministry because they have a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of advice do you have to those people? How do you manage it?
You can do it. We homeschool our children. Some of my older kids have been in 49 states and several countries around the world as we travel America. I've preached in all 50 states and 17 countries around the world, and we take them with us. You know, people have told me that. They say, well, I want to be in ministry so I can't have a lot of kids. Well, I'm in ministry, I have a lot of kids. I say, well, I want to travel, and well, I travel.
Yeah.
You know, God provides for us to take them on the road. We own a home in Northern Virginia. And
do you think this experience has transformed their lives? Will it affect them long term?
Some of my older girls, you put together where they've been more countries around the world than I have. They've lived in Brazil, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, England, Germany, France. Mm. They've just been all over the world for the gospel.
Yeah.
Not as exchange students, not as tourists, as missionaries.
Yeah. Well, listen, we need to mention that website one more time.
They can see the family on there. If you go to christinaction.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see me and my wife and all of our kids on the picture. But that's christinaction.com. Go on there, hounce around. We have a full-time outreach center in London, England, and they do all kinds of evangelistic outreach in England and Scotland and Ireland. Wow. And they go to the Czech Republic and Poland and Germany and France and down into Zambia.
Okay.
And they teach and train, and we send interns over there. It's a great place. You can check out Christ in Action Europe and maybe go over there and do a year's internship.
Okay, christinaction.com. Yep. And from that homepage, you can probably link into other things.
Everywhere.
All right. So, you know, Denny, you're going to be around for a while.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be here for the next couple of weeks.
So
at
we'd
least.
Like to have you back sometime if you're up to that. But with the brief time that we have left, really, we want to make people aware of what the needs are here and maybe how they can help. So specifically, what do you think the greatest needs are for the citizens of Galveston?
First of all, and this is something that everybody can get involved with, we need prayer. I think of the lady, Judy, she's 67 years old, and she said, well, I've heard about God, but I never knew he was alive, and I never knew that I could know him personally. And at age 67, when we were gutting out her house, she stopped in her backyard and she gave her life to Jesus. Amen. And there's so many stories just like Judy. Pray that God opens those doors. Prayer is the most powerful thing. It's not some cheap little thing. It's powerful. We need prayer. Then we need workers. We need people that'll get off their blessed assurance and they'll come down here. They'll roll up their sleeves and they'll work with us. And then just as friendships, make a donation. Make a financial donation. If you can't come, maybe you can send. Go to Friendships, go to the website, and make a donation, because I don't know of any ministry that has a more giving and serving heart and serves so many people in so many ways as Friendships does.
Yeah, many, many ways that are unspoken or unnoticed by the media, but they're even by us as individuals. Sometimes we don't realize the full effect of what a little help can do to somebody in their time of need.
Just go right to friendships.org. I've been on your website many times, and you can make a donation there, and you can help these ships sail around the world.
Now, what about on christinaction.com? Can they give there as well, or are you looking for... No,
there's a link there for donations as well, absolutely.
Applications on that line, or how would they'd have to call if they wanted to serve?
No, you can apply to serve right there online. You fill out the volunteer registration form, and once you get your information, we email right back to you a list of everything that you need to know about serving right here in Southeast Texas.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a real eye-opener, and we look forward to the next one.
All right. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. Also, a reminder, we want to let people know that we are still accepting church groups. Now, that you go through friendships.org and you can sign up as a church team. We're not looking so much for the individuals. We want a group of people to come in from their church so that they can go back to their church and electrify the body of Christ into action. So if you're interested in that, start talking to a couple people in the body, see if they're like-minded, and approach your pastor. Make something happen, right? How'd you get started? You made something happen, right?
You find a need and fill that need.
Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.